Navarro makes his plea. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro has pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress after he refused to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Navarro appeared in federal court Friday to be arraigned on the two-count indictment. He was charged with one contempt count for failing to appear for a deposition before the House committee investigating the attack, and a second charge for failing to produce documents the committee requested. A trial is scheduled for November. Plus, President Biden continues to blame Russia's invasion of Ukraine for rising gas prices. Russian President Vladimir Putin, through a translator, speaks out.
Very often we hear about the so-called Putin-inspired inflation in the West, and when I hear that, I think that is just plain stupid. It comes from people who don't know how to read and write. There's a golden opportunity for that because they can pin the blame on Russia for all of their failures.
Republicans have called for the U.S. to open more federal land for oil exploration. Meanwhile, there are three victims in a shooting at a church in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Fox's Jonathan Sari reports.
Residents of a quiet suburb of Birmingham, Alabama, are in shock after gunfire killed two people and injured a third attending a potluck dinner at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Vestavia Hills. Reverend Kelly Hudlow of the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama says St. Stephen's is a community built on love, prayers, and grace.
We need everybody out there, whatever your faith or your belief system is, to pray, to think, to meditate, to just send love to this community because they're going to need all of it.
Police say the suspect acted alone and is in custody. A statement from the Alabama Diocese says, "We do not know and will never understand why this person chose this path." In Atlanta, Jonathan Sari, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Record inflation has made it more expensive to feed families, so more people are looking to food banks to save money. But high prices are also limiting what food banks can get their hands on.
Volunteer coordinator Ryan Cooper hands out food at the Rainier Food Bank every week. He's seeing more people come through and says it's getting tougher to meet demand.
We have to balance the amount that we're able to serve with the amount that it costs.
The Rainier Bank isn't getting as much food donated this year. Northwest Harvest sends supplies to food banks all around Washington State. Northwest Harvest CEO Thomas Reynolds says they're working hard to complete orders.
We are increasing the amount of bulk food that we buy. We're increasing the number of volunteers we're working with. We are increasing our transportation budgets and our food budgets because the need for food is so significant right now.
Reynolds doesn't know how long they can keep up, but says they'll supply what they can. In Seattle, Jake Karalexis, Fox News.
And U.S. Airlines canceled more than 1,000 flights by mid-morning Friday as they try to recover from storms that hit the central and eastern parts of the country. That follows more than 1,700 canceled flights on Thursday. All this is happening while the number of passengers rises with the beginning of summer vacation season. And SpaceX is getting rid of a number of workers who have spoken out against CEO Elon Musk.
Some SpaceX employees who were involved in a letter critical of CEO Elon Musk have been fired. The Wall Street Journal says Gwynne Shotwell, SpaceX's president, confirmed the firings in an email to staff. Shotwell didn't reveal how many employees were terminated. She says the company made the decision after conducting an investigation. Employees criticized Musk's public statements and behavior, particularly during the past several weeks, calling the situation embarrassing and distracting. Shotwell claims many staffers felt pressure to sign on to something that did not reflect their views. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.